When I was researching a potential topic, I knew I wanted to do something that meant a lot to me while making a difference in others' lives. I ultimately ended up on the topic of dance, as I was a dancer all throughout high school and it was my passion. More specifically, I wanted to look closer into dancers' injuries, as I was very injury prone as a dancer. Our purpose was to determine the association between physical characteristics and injury incident and risk in competitive high school dance team athletes. We recruited over 80 high school dance team athletes from around the state of Wisconsin and measured them for various fitness measurements, including height using an electronic stadiometer, weight and body composition using a handheld bioelectrical impedance device, cardiovascular endurance using a squat test, balance using a force plate, flexibility with plantar and dorsiflexion tests, as well as a hip flexor flexibility test, neuromuscular control using a drop jump test, and grip strength using a dynamometer. Through our research, we found these to be predictors of injuries in other types of dancers. We then tracked lower extremity injuries in each team until February of 2023, with injuries ranging from toe, hip, and knee issues. An equation to predict injury was developed via stepwise binomial logistic regression, and it was concluded that measurements for grip strength, knee valgus angle, which was the maximum knock-kneed position during the drop jump test, knee extension angle, which was the extension angle at the point of contact with the ground during the drop jump test, and knee range of motion, which was the range of motion of the knee throughout the drop jump test, could all be used to account for 50.43% of the variance in injured versus non-injured dancers. Additionally, Mann-Whitney-Yu tests revealed that knee extension angle at box jump landing were significantly different between injured and non-injured participants. With this research, we found risk factors as well as created a predictive model for injuries in dancers that could be used to prevent injuries within the sport of high school dance. This can be done through dance training used to change neuromuscular characteristics for how they land from jumps, leaps, and acrobatic tricks, and used to increase overall strength. With grip strength being 80% correlated with lower body strength, grip strength can also be used to change conditioning techniques to increase overall strength. This has never been done before and could be revolutionary for dancers, coaches, and athletic directors. I hope to expand on this research in the future and look into different types of dancers, such as studio dancers, and see how injury models and risk factors differ from type, age, genre of dance, and overall fitness.